Listen to me. The wealthiest people in the world don't work for their money because they've unlocked a glitch in the system that allows them to print money on demand. So today, I'm going to show you how you can replicate the wealthiest people's exact steps and make money work for you. How? By learning how to actually invest your money correctly. And listen, no, I'm not talking about some shady options trading or pumping shitcoins. I am going to teach you how to get started with investing as a complete beginner and how to actually invest correctly based on how much money you currently have. And let me tell you this right away. If you have less than $1,000, you should not be investing in the way that everyone else tells you to. That means no stocks, no shares, no crypto, nothing like that. You need to be doing something completely different that will 100x your money over time. And we're going to get into that in just a moment. But first, what is investing? I mean, think of it this way, in its most simple form. Investing is simply allowing your money to work for you and make you more money. It's about paying $10 for something today because you have a good reason to believe that you'll be able to sell it for $20 down the line. And today we're going to cover the 5 stages of your investment journey and exactly what to do at each stage to maximize your return on investment. Because regardless of your income level or how much money you have, everyone should be investing. But not everyone should be investing in the same things or asset classes. So what are the 5 stages of investing? Now, stage one is when you have $1,000 or less to your name and no cash flow. Stage two is when you haven't saved much, but you're making $1,000 or a few thousand dollars per month. Stage three is when you have $10,000 to your name or you're making $4,000 to $5,000 a month. Stage four, and this is really where things get interesting because you can really let your money work for you. Stage four is when you either have a high paying job or a business that generates you 5 figures per month. And that recurring revenue allows you to take on greater risk. And that's when you can really begin to grow your net worth. Now, stage five is only going to be relevant for a small subsection of you. But if you internalize and apply everything in stage 1 to 4, there's no reason why you can't get there. Now, stage five is where we're going to discuss how to protect your wealth once you have it. And stage five is how the richest and wealthiest people in the world are able to print their money on demand. Now, mind you, this is not financial advice. These are simply my personal opinions and my personal framework on investing. So the most common question I get is, how should I invest my money if I only have $1,000 to my name? And this is stage one of the 5-stage matrix. And here, I just have to be brutally honest with you, because if you only have $1,000 or less and zero cash flow, then you should not be focused on traditional investing. Now, what do I mean when I say traditional investing? And to keep things really simple for the sake of this video, we're gonna focus on 4 different investment vehicles. The first is shares, and think of buying shares as basically buying a tiny piece of any publicly traded company. The second is index funds. Now, index funds and ETFs are very similar. Think of them like sort of a basket of a lot of different companies. So when you invest in one index fund or one ETF, you basically invest a little bit in all of those basket of companies. For example, when you buy SPY, one of the most common ETFs in the US, you're basically buying a little bit of the top 500 biggest companies in the US, known as the S&P 500. And the percentage you buy of each company depends on their market cap and their weighting inside of the S&P 500. But you can also have ETFs and index funds for different sectors like silicone or green tech. Now, the third type of investing we're going to talk about here is bonds. And there's really 2 types of bonds, government and corporate bonds. Now, bonds are essentially a form of debt where you, as the purchaser of the debt, gets a certain percentage interest on the bond, known as a coupon. To make things even simpler, with government and company bonds, you're basically giving them money, they're giving you a percentage of interest, and then at the end of that term, they're also giving you your amount back, your full amount back. So basically, it's like a loan to a company or a government. To make things really, really simple. And the last is crypto. And I'm sure you are all familiar with crypto, but if you're not, you can just think of it as another asset class that's more risky and less regulated. Now, why should you not focus on those if you only have $1,000? Because even if you invest in the S&P 500 and make 10% per year, that's only $100. Or let's say things go crazy and you even make 40% on Amazon stock in a single year. Well, that's still only $400 in a full year. When you have so little money, you need to focus on asset classes with a higher ROI because you are simply not at the point at which it makes sense for you to have your money work for you. So you may be asking, then what should you focus on if you only have $1,000? And that is high ROI assets that you can control. And that does not mean going all in on crypto in hopes that you're going to 2x or 20x your money. Not at all. You need to just accept that with $1,000, you will not invest your way to becoming a millionaire or even 50K. It simply won't happen. Yes, there's some people who throw it into shitcoin and they get lucky. But for every one of those, there's 10,000 or 100,000 people that have lost their money. At that point, go to a corner store and just go buy a lottery ticket. It's the same thing. Instead, you need to invest into things you can control. And there is only one thing you can control, your skill set. And that is why I created Digital Launchpad, because for only $37 per month, you can learn the world's leading business models from the world's leading experts. Building your skill set is the most important thing you can do in that sub $1,000 range, because the ROI on those skills is exponential. So at $37 per month, there's basically no risk to you at all. And infinite upside, because with the skills we teach, you can 1,000x your investment. Now listen, even if you don't join Digital Launchpad, because quite frankly, it's $37. It's the same price you spend when you go to cinema and order your popcorn and all this bullshit, sweet snacks and all this stuff. So listen, I'm not exactly getting rich from it. This is just my way to give back and get the smartest people in the world on one platform for you to make your first $1,000 and make it in the quickest time possible. But if that doesn't interest you, the point is, spend that first $1,000. Go buy a camera, go spend $600 and learn how to create content. Learn how to shoot content for clients, or go spend $1,000 and learn how to code at a coding workshop. Listen, whatever it is, the point is, do something that allows you to become in charge of the ROI. Because doing that is what will get you into stage two of investing. And once you are there, you have some more room to play with. Now, stage two is for those who have some savings and are making a few thousand dollars per month. And as long as you have some income that you can put aside to invest, well, then you're in stage two. And it doesn't matter if you live at home and can invest all your earnings, or if you can only invest $100 per month. That doesn't matter here. In stage two, we're not looking to get rich quickly. The main thing here is we're looking to build those habits that will set your financial foundations. And on a long enough time frame, I guarantee that you become a millionaire. How? Because of the power of compound interest. Listen, it's crazy. Long-term investing allows basically anyone to become a millionaire. And by the way, I'm talking about 30 or 40 years becoming a millionaire. I don't want it to take that long for you. I want you to do it in 10 years. I want you to do it in 5 years. I want you to do it in 3 years or even in a year. But the point is, even if you do it in a year, but you don't develop these good habits, you're just gonna lose it all. So you need to think long-term, you need to plan long-term, you need to start acting like you're building long-term wealth today, and then try to get rich quicker. Try to make more money in your business, in your career, to put those into your investments and build your long-term wealth. So yes, pretty much anyone can invest, and if they do it for long enough, they'll become a millionaire. I wanna make that very clear to you. But of course, we're trying to do it quicker than that. But anyways, before you begin investing, you really need to ask yourself three questions. The first and most important question that anyone should ask themselves before investing is, do I have an emergency fund of 3 to 6 months to cover my necessities? If the answer is no, focus on building that first. You need to go back to stage one and increase your income. The second thing is, you need to decide where your risk tolerance is. You should never ever invest more than you can bear to lose. And that means that you need to be honest with yourself. You need to calculate your expenses. You need to calculate how much money you can set aside and lose without putting yourself in a difficult situation. And then finally, you need to set your goals and expectations. And this is the most important part. Realize that the goal is not to turn 1,000 into 10,000 in a year, nor is it to trade your way up to $1 million. If that is your goal, you're going to lose all of your money, because the markets simply don't work that way. If you think that you can outsmart and outperform the biggest hedge funds in the world and turn $1,000 into $1 million, then hey, more power to you, but I guess this video isn't for you. The goal should be to build good habits, create your financial foundation, and make money slowly but surely over time. As I said, your time frame here needs to be long. So when it comes to investing, it's very important to only invest money you won't need. And when I say won't need, I mean at all. Not money you're gonna spend for vacation next summer or anything like that. Once you invest the money, pretend it's gone. And then over time, you'll begin to experience the power of compound interest. So what do you actually invest in? Crypto, bonds, shares? No. In stage two, you don't need to worry about any of those. Instead, we are gonna keep it painfully simple. In stage two, you don't need to worry about picking the best stocks. In fact, you won't even be investing in individual stocks at all. You see, one single company can quite easily go down by tens of percent. And at stage two, you're not in a position to take on any level of risk. Because you don't have much money coming in, you want to be as risk averse and safe as possible. So instead of investing in individual shares like Amazon or Apple, you're going to invest in the S&P 500, the 500 biggest companies in the US. And if you're in the UK, you can invest in the UK equivalent, which is called the FTSE 100. But you won't just do it once. You'll do it every week or every month, no matter what. And by the way, I do this every single week. It's automated. It's set up. I don't think about it. Every single Tuesday for years, I've been investing in the S&P 500. And I can honest to God say that I never check it. I never look at it. Honestly, the funny part is I'm not even going to say how many millions are in there, but whatever, it's a very substantial amount of money. Sometimes I even forget that I even have that portion of my portfolio. And that's what it needs to be like. It's out of sight. It's out of mind. That is your financial future. It's boring. Yes, it's boring. I have much more interesting investments, whether that be my property projects or the companies that I buy into in industries that I have a competitive advantage in. Those are exciting. The S&P 500 is not. And that is the point. Building good financial foundations. You are going to ignore whether the market goes up, whether it goes down, or whether it goes sideways, because over time, your buy-in price will average out. And that is called dollar cost averaging. But dollar cost averaging only works if you do it over a prolonged period of time. Now, this is the simple beginner version. Once you get more advanced, like for example, me, I hate buying when the markets are up. It pisses me off. I do it, it's automated, but my banker knows we have a separate substantial amount of money earning interest. And that is a pot of money when the markets go down by certain percentages, that's when we invest more into it on red days, red weeks, red months, hopefully. So I'm giving you guys the beginner information and then also what you can look like as you become more intermediate and even advanced with your investing. So why are we only investing in the S&P 500? Because historically the S&P has returned just over 10%. And almost no hedge funds in the world can sustain such return over a prolonged period of time. If you just keep buying consistently, that means you will more than likely be able to weather any storm. So even if the market tanks for a few years, that shouldn't concern you because of your long time frame. All you need to do is just keep buying and let compound interest take charge. Now listen, of course, past performance is no guarantee of future performance, but it gives you a pretty good baseline to rely on. And trust me, you are way better off buying the S&P at stage two than any individual stock. Because at stage two, you simply don't have the experience or knowledge to start picking individual companies to invest in. So forget about that altogether. Instead, focus on amazing compound interest. Because don't get it twisted, you can still make serious money even just investing a few hundred dollars per month, as long as you do it consistently. For example, if you start with just $300 today and invest $300 per month, that's less than $10 per day, by the way, you will be a millionaire in 36 years. Now, of course, that is still a very long time and you're probably gonna become a millionaire much sooner, especially if you're watching and you're subscribed to this YouTube channel, especially if you're in Digital Launchpad or whether that be Digital Launchpad or you're finding other ways to invest in yourself to make sure that you are an asset that pays well. Trust me, you are the best company that you could ever invest in. If you are doing all of these things, I guarantee you become a millionaire in quicker than 36 years. I told you, my wish for you is to do it in the next 3 to 8 years. I believe anything less than 3 years and sometimes it can ruin people's character. You know, quick money is not good money, trust me. Anyways, back to what we were talking about. The thing about compound interest is that you need to be in it for the long run. Listen, if you keep investing that $300 for another 4 years, so 40 years in total, you will have $1.6 million. But if you were to only invest $300 per month for half the time, you'd only have $200,000. Now, what about tax? And here's the most interesting thing you need to know. You can actually invest in certain accounts that allow you to take your gains completely tax-free. Now, if you're in the US, you can open a Roth IRA and invest up to $6,500 per year completely tax-free. The only catch is you can only withdraw tax-free after the age of 59 and a half years old. Now the UK has a slightly more advantageous equivalent called a stocks and shares ISA, where you can actually invest £20,000 per year tax-free and can even withdraw it anytime. All right, now moving on. Stage three is very similar to stage two, but now you're making some more money, but you still need to be smart. You shouldn't take too much risk. Really, stage three is about solidifying the habits from stage two and learning to put more aside to invest. So as I said, to get to stage three, you basically just do the same thing as you did in stage two, except you just increase how much money you're putting in. Everyone has different amounts that mean nothing to them. You know, for some people, $100 a week is too much, so they can only do $50 a week, and that's an amount where they don't even know it's gone. For some people, it's $1,000 a week. For some people, it's $10,000 a week. For some people, it's $100,000 a week, and they don't even know it's gone. So listen, it all depends on your stage, but remember what I said, you are your biggest asset. You, okay? So you go focus on making more money, bigger career, all this stuff. Go invest in learning skills that will make you more money. And then as you increase your value as an asset, then go diversify. And as I said, keep investing into the markets. But obviously now that you have more money, that means that you can put more into the markets. And that's really all stage three is. It's just same as stage two, but take it up a notch. Now, stage four is where it gets a little bit more interesting. And this is when you're making five figures per month and have some spare money to invest. And at this stage, you can take on more risk because you have your business that is generating you cash flow. So listen, at this stage, you can start investing in crypto. I'll be honest, I put $1 million into crypto November of 2020. I literally just had $1 million sitting in one of my accounts, not even earning me interest. I put it into Bitcoin and then split it up into Ethereum very shortly thereafter. And I mean, the rest is history. I'm no genius, but I can tell you at some point, you know, it's a funny story. I literally even had it on my YouTube. I had my $7 million crypto portfolio. And then I make a joke that, hey, next week it might be worth half. I don't know. And then the next week it was literally worth half. I mean, it went from 7 to 4 or something like that. And at that point, I held for another 6 to 8 months, and then I ended up just selling all of it. And these days, I don't invest big into crypto because I'm more at stage five and stage six that I'm not even going to talk about here, where I'm just all about preserving my wealth with boring fixed income assets. The market's very safe, AA grade properties. You know, I'm talking places like Central London, Central New York, properties that are not going to double, but it's just safe. They're always going to be in demand. I've got my more boring investments there. And then when I want to take on more risk, I have my property projects. I'm in the process of buying a hotel at the moment. This week alone, I'm investing in 2 software companies and buying the largest equity stake, except for obviously the founders. Let me put it this way, the largest investor into 2 software companies this week. And those are the riskier investments. So in stage four, crypto was something that I did. These days I'm not as into, but if you want to, at stage four, you can start to do that. You can also begin to pick your individual stocks. This is something that I personally have never done, but I have many friends that it's worked out for. You know, they have the time to sit and look into companies and decide which one's the right one, which one's not. Listen, I own many, many companies. I don't have the time to look at the financials and look at the reports and because I would much rather do that for my own companies. But as I said, in stage four, you can begin to really do this. But if you are going to pick your individual stocks, as I said, you need to do your fundamental research into companies. You need to look at their balance sheets and you need to look at their income statements. You need to really dig into the fundamentals of the companies and pick a few that you like. Now, of course, you're going to keep doing everything you've been doing in the previous stages, but you can also experiment with crypto and other more volatile asset classes. Now, listen, the richest people on earth, they don't make their money off their salaries. They actually get it in stock. If you look at Sundar, who's the leadership at Alphabet, his salary is $2 million a year, yet his total compensation is $226 million. Or Netflix co-CEO Reed Hastings. He has a very interesting book, by the way. He's on a $650K salary, but his total compensation was $40 million. So the reason I said that is just there's levels to the game, and understand that equity in businesses and ownership in businesses, even if it's a tiny amount, can mean a lot later down the line. Now, stage five, as I said, there's actually a stage six, but I'm not gonna talk about that here. Stage five is all about risk management. And this is already once you've made your millions. Here, you begin to diversify your portfolio beyond stocks and shares, and you can look to real estate and bonds. So kind of as I already talked about in stage four, in stage five, you can start buying some property. You can start buying some assets. Once again, as I said, even like hotels. But I would say that that's more sort of stage six, where it's like now you really have some proper real fun money to play around with. But I'll tell you one interesting thing. Even bonds, I had zero interest. I didn't even look at bonds until I had at least an 8-figure investment portfolio. And even at that point, it was still a couple of years until I invested in bonds. It was only once bonds were yielding 5, 6, sometimes even 6.5%, depending on their rating. But I can tell you that in October, November, 2023, I bought a crazy, crazy, crazy amount of bonds. And if you told the version of me that was in stage four investing, oh, you'll be investing into bonds. My opinion was always like, oh, that's so boring. Why would I do that? And that's because in stage five, a lot of it is risk management, making sure that you preserve your wealth, making sure that you have some riskier plays, but you also have some defensive plays. And to me, bonds are always a defensive play. It's always like, okay, let's make sure what we have here is safe. So, ladies and gentlemen, I gave you some beginner concepts, and I even gave you some of my personal experience a little bit further down the line, so you can kind of see where this journey might take you and where you can end up as an investor. But all that to say that whatever stage you're in, investing should always be your thing on the side. Even at this stage of life where I make millions a year just from my investments alone, that will never, ever, ever be as much a priority as my businesses, as my companies, and ever be as important as it is investing in myself, because I know I am my number one asset. All this other shit can get taken away, trust me. But you as a person, that is the biggest asset that you have. So always invest into that. So on that note, I hope you enjoyed it. And as always, I'll be watching from afar and I'll be rooting for you.